If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
All right, Dave Plyer, everybody, on this going to be a beautiful Sunday, almost 70 degrees outside, sunny, on this Mother's Day. Dave Schwann getting his... The quick switcheroo from Roger to Dave. How you doing, buddy?
All right. I must tell you, before we do anything else, I've only had one cup of coffee.
Wake up!
if you don't hear any response from me, you'll know why.
What does the shirt say on the screen? If you're watching on the stream, it says 100%
production engineer.
There you are.
A friend of mine sent this to me. Uh-huh. Completely out of the blue. I got a package in the mail. And saw his return address on it, and it was just stuffed in one of those envelopes,
awesome. You
know?
That's awesome. I like
he
that.
Said, here you go. Have a shirt.
So an unexpected gift. That's
it was
always
an unexpected
nice.
Gift.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, weight-wise, it's just right for this time of year.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I've been getting my wear out of my 100% production engineer shirt.
Does it still feel nice outside on your way in?
It wasn't bad.
Right,
it was mild. You know, I have to say, you know, we're now getting into... the second week of May,
yeah,
I wanted a little bit warmer, you know, like
yeah.
It was on Friday, for instance.
Oh, it's beautiful. But you know what? Today's going to be kind of nice, too. If it's sun and 70, it's going to feel beautiful
mm-hmm.
outside today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yep. We had the big Don Rickles on today, man. That was exciting.
I saw your posts on all of that, and that must have been just an awesome experience
for
you.
He was fun.
Of a lifetime, man.
You know, it was. I think I told you this a couple years ago, that I had a bucket list of a few people that I really wanted to bring to the show.
And he was one of them. Yeah.
And he was one of them. Him, Carol Burnett, which was January, Dick Van Dyke, which was last fall.
Yeah.
I told Todd Manley at the station, you can cancel me now. I'm done. I've got it all under.
I have achieved my goal.
I did. That's what I told him. He's like, okay, all right, it's over. But it was fun. And then before that, we had Steve Cochran, Bill Leff. Bill was in studio. Steve was on the phone. Patty Vasquez was on the phone. Brian Noonan was on the phone. And we talked about the greatest stand-ups of all time.
What were some of the greatest stand-ups?
Carlin was the big one. Cosby, you know what? Despite
everything there,
everything,
yeah.
He's a brilliant comedian and one of the greatest shows on television.
Growing up and listening to... People my age will remember those records that came out
yes.
on Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, I started life as a child or something like that. There was another one called Wonderfulness, an absolutely hilarious stuff on those albums.
Absolutely. So
funny.
Carlin, I would say the most common ones between everybody, besides talking about Rickles, was Carlin, Bill Cosby, and Richard Pryor.
Pryor, okay.
Absolutely. Peoria's own Richard
yes.
Pryor, by the way.
Yes.
You know, he got his start, when I was doing the research, he got to start entertaining the troops when he was in the military.
Oh, really?
That's how he started.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, when you think about Carlin and you think about Pryor, at the very least, you know, they got pretty edgy, you know,
in the day. Yeah.
But they both started off very, very mellow. Comedians until they figure out, you know what, if I'm going to make it, you know, I got to probably
be a little
unique.
Let's call it unique.
I was trying to pull some bumps going into that segment. You know, you can find, I did a little Rodney Dangerfield, I did a little Carlin. I looked at Richard Pryor stuff. There's nothing I could have used.
No.
There was nothing. I mean, I even thought, just a quick friend, there was some stuff on Ed Sullivan when he was doing Sullivan that I could have used, But it wasn't the Richard Pryor we all kind of
that you
know.
Would want. Yeah. I saw Rodney Dangerfield.
Did you really?
Oh, 30 years ago.
Oh, that's
or so,
cool.
At the Erie Crown Theater, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk about, there were a couple of lines that, well, no, not going to go there. But that was just really, everybody was just doubled over laughing.
He was a classic.
There. Yeah.
He was a classic.
And I think I may have mentioned, Dave, a long time ago, I was a teenager visiting relatives in Northern California, and we went all the way over to Lake Tahoe to see Don Rickles at a dinner show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a good memory of that as well. The thing that I remember, though, is how he worked that stage.
Yeah.
He came out and paced back and forth.
Yeah.
And just yelled at the audience picked on a guy.
Well, you know, the only unfortunate thing is now he sits in a chair he's had some issues. But I will tell you, he still rips it up, man. And you know, whenever you saw that, Dave, that same act is what he does. It's just he shakes it up with the different audience members.
Yeah.
And God bless those in the front row of any of his shows.
I think if they don't know what's coming.
And white, black, Asian, it doesn't matter. He's all over you no matter what through whole thing. You know, I mean, that's just what he does, you know. That's just what he does. All right, a little history. Because we're going to do a little history, and then we're going to talk about some Mother's Day stuff, Dave. I thought we'd do a little bit of both. So it is the anniversary of when I'm so discombobled now. When Vaseline wasn't introduced to America, let's take a listen to a classic commercial.
It's the Wonder Jelly. Vaseline Petroleum
the Wonder
Jelly.
Jelly.
The Wonder Jelly. As a lip shiner, leather refiner, in a first aid kit, it conditions the lip. It's the Wonder Jelly. Like a dry skin cream, a foot softening cream. Takes out squeaks. Water proofs.
You know, it's petroleum.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what it is. Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
And you're putting that on your skin. Kind of freaks me out. I know they're not a sponsor, so I don't mind talking about it. Let's see here. The Everly Brothers in 1958 started a four-week run at number one in the U.S. with All I Have to Do Is Dream, written by the husband and wife songwriting team of Felice and Budo Bryant. The track was recorded in just two takes. An American classic, though, wouldn't you say, from the 1950s?
Yep. And you know who did a cover version of this?
Who's that?
Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's cool.
The one hit Ode to Billy Joe that Bobby Gentry did.
Very cool.
But they did a cover version of this, right after she had Ode to Billy Joe as a hit, like 68, 69, something like that.
Speaking of Vaseline, 1960, the first contraceptive pill is made available on the market. All right, we'll skip over to 1970.
Yes, move right along there, Dave.
1970, this is the anniversary this week of Ernie Banks' 500th. Let's listen to the event, which is classic. I can listen to it over and over with Jack Brickhouse. Let's take a listen.
Ernie Banks, hitting .241 at the moment. Two home runs, 13 runs batted in. 499 lifetime homers. Here we go. Foul ball, strike one. He has narrowly missed getting a home run the last couple of days with triples high off that wall and left. Strike one. It's a ball, 1-1. Wind is not a big factor. It's out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. Jarvis fires away. That's a fly ball deep to left. Back. That's it. Hooray! He did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed to the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. This is it.
How cool is that? And I like listening to a little bit beforehand because it kind of puts you into the game a little bit on how, you know, everyone's just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. 499 home runs and narrowly missed hitting 500. And you know what's coming.
Yeah.
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 So that would have been what, 1970?
1970.
46 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Especially during this winning season here, that's pretty cool.
Roger just said 512 total. That's right.
Yeah,
Roger.
512. Yes. Was it 512?
500. Okay. Yeah, total lifetime home runs.
All right. Here's a little bit about Ernie from a 1995 interview with Jack Brickhouse. Jack talking about Ernie. Let's take a listen.
I was there for his 500th home run. And Ernie was a kind of a fella who could be so contagious. His enthusiasm was so great. He'd take you along with him. They tell one great story about Ernie over in Dubuque, Iowa, some kind of a fan club wintertime dinner. And this one fellow said, my 8-year-old boy is going to be brought over here by my brother pretty soon. And he's a big Ernie Banks fan. And we were at Wrigley Field last 4th of July, and you were playing the Phillies, and you got a home run in that first game. We got lucky. We got good box seats near the dugout. And so, boy, we were really privileged to be near that home run. Now in comes the 8-year-old, and they bring the 8-year-old up to meet Ernie. Ernie looked at him and he said, excuse me, but were you at Wrigley Field last July the 4th? I started to get a little, yeah. He said, were you sitting near the dugout? He said, well, yeah. He said, in that first game against the Phillies, when I got a home run, he said, I swear that I got that home run on account of you being there. I said, you know, this kid looks like a good luck charm to me, and I'll bet you I can hit one for him. Well, now, if that boy lives to be 9,000 years old, do you think he'll ever forget Ernie Banks?
That's pretty cool. What a great story.
How about that? That's baseball to me right
yes,
there,
absolutely.
Stories like that.
Absolutely.
I love them. It's, you know, I don't know, for want of a better term, as corny, perhaps,
yeah,
is that
no,
sort of thing. But
that's a great story.
What Jack said there at the end, do you think that guy lives to be 9,000 years old, do you think he will ever forget that?
No.
Who would?
Who would?
Who absolutely. Would forget that?
1981, on a more serious note, Pope John Paul II is shot, critically wounded by Turkish gunmen in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Later on in 1985, Michael Jordan was named the NBA Rookie of the Year. Think about that. In 85, he was the rookie in 85.
You know, it was funny you should mention that, Dave, because just yesterday I was thinking about the fact that it's been like 20 years since yeah. we had the great run with Michael Jordan and the Bulls, all yeah. those NBA championships.
But I think about 85. I can't believe that he was that young back then, but he was just the Rookie of the Year. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
88, Mario Andretti records the fastest Indianapolis 500, 221 miles per hour. That was 88. And this is also the time of year a lot of season finales. Family Ties was one in 89. 6 years of the Wonder Years ended in 1993. 98 was the last episode of Seinfeld. Commercials were $2 million for 30 seconds, like Super Bowl type pricing for commercials. But 1993 was the last broadcast of Cheers on NBC. Let's listen to a little bit of Norm.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah, now let's get Joe Beer nipping at my liver, huh? Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, how's life treating you there, Norm?
Beats me. And it kicks me and leaves me for dead. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, got room for a beer?
No, but I am willing to add on. Hey, everybody.
Norm! What's shaking, Mr. Peterson?
What is it? Good evening, everybody.
Norm! Hey, so what's going down now?
My blood alcohol level.
I got to tell you, that was the highlight of every show. When you heard that door, that sound effect of the door opening up, you knew you were going to hear something funny.
Yeah, and everybody going, Norm!
Yep.